Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio app. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 the most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed1 Alvin III. Again, that's facebook.com/purposed1 Alvin III. And ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to Real Talk with AH3. gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check out the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. Here's what I have for you today. Today, I'm going to share with you guys my thoughts on She Will Let You Know. She Will Let You Know. I guess you could put this one into the sexual politics category. Sexual politics, everybody's favorite subject, everybody's favorite game to play. The influence of sexuality, attractiveness in the environment and how it is leveraged for power. Not necessarily in an evil way, but just having options. Everybody wants not just options, but everybody wants good options. And so the entry into this today is from the perspective of a man navigating through this mating environment, this mating relationship, sexual environment. And it just hit me that she will let you know. Let you know what? She will let you know how much of an influence and impact you have in her life. She will let you know how special you are. She will let you know how pleasurable you are. She will let you know how inspiring you are. She will let you know, not mostly with her speech, but with her actions. And I think the important thing of talking about this is that there are different men with different personality types. Many men, when it comes to dating mating environment, they are not only encouraged, but they have a natural disposition to be aggressive in going after the women that they see themselves with. And a part of our manhood is assertiveness, aggression, making things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. If I had to give it a percentage, it's probably somewhere between 70-30 and 80-20% of making things happen versus allowing things to happen. And this is a great attribute for any man, especially when it comes to establishing himself and establishing an order and structure in his life and getting things done. But sometimes that same aggressive demeanor does not work with him when it comes to women. Sometimes us guys are so used to conquering so much in our lives that we put that in the context of women, especially if we are top achievers somehow academically or professionally, and we've obtained pretty much everything worth obtaining by being assertive, aggressive, and relentless. And so some of us go out and do the same thing with women. And some of them actually, some of us actually have a lot of interactions with women too. But what happens is it becomes a series of women coming in and going out of our lives. And some of these, many of these women, we don't want to just come in and go out. We want to retain them. But for whatever reason, certain things fall apart. And we ask ourselves, why? Why did they fall apart? I mean, I was the man in the situation. I pursued. I went to, I chased down. I made it known that I wanted this woman. And yet it still fell apart. Or we received a very basic, a very basic approach, or a very basic response from that same woman. So what happens? And this is why I'm talking today about she will let you know. And she will let you know through her actions. What I think sometimes us as men do, and all about pursuing and focusing and conquering, we are not reflective of what's coming back to us for our efforts or for our focus or for our investment of time and energy. And oftentimes it goes adversely against us, or bites against us. And so in all of our pursuing of women, we definitely need to be observant of all the little keys and clues. We know, especially if we've gone through a series of women, we know what interest looks like, or we know what it feels like on a certain level. And we try to elicit that out of the woman, and sometimes she just doesn't do it for whatever reason. Could be a thousand different reasons why she's not inspired to reciprocate to you. And you have the choice of deciding whether you're going to try to figure out exactly why she's not reciprocating, why she's not blossoming in your presence and all of that stuff, or you can get to the most simple point that she's just not interested, not focused. So do not focus more time, energy, resources, unless maybe she can help you with something non-romantic, non-relational, non-sensual, and all that stuff. And you can find some other reciprocating pairing for your involvement in her life and hers and yours. So it's amazing, even in this time, even with so much external political influence that a lot of women have in the culture, that men are still doing these things that ultimately cost them way more for the outcomes that they get from these women. It in a way, it kind of amazes me, because it's just too much of a push for the approval of not women in general, but also the specific women that men pursue. But as a man who has his own free will and can only really give input on the other lives of men externally, well, that's just left up to those specific men's devices and ways of life. But I would definitely encourage such men to continue to assess why they have this super strong urge to pursue women that they come to realize are not looking out for their best interests, or not trying to make a certain reciprocation, a woman that's just purely on the take with the situation. And that is what I have a hard time understanding. But that's my little dilemma on that. But she will let you know in many ways with her actions. She will let you know, especially in the sexual arena, if you are pleasing and satisfying to her, both inside the sexual interaction in the bedroom and outside of the bedroom. She will blossom. And that is a beautiful thing. When you're inspiring enough to a woman to be inspiring both inside and outside of the bedroom, when the connection is just that deep, and once you've kind of had that bar with a woman or a few women in your life, there's no going back. There truly is no going back at all. You have to have that experience with the next woman that comes across your life, and you know, and if she passes, another one, and things like that. Especially if you keep yourself, your life, your game tight, and in order. And it's just that simple. It also makes life very simple, coming to that realization that you don't have to try so hard. All you have to do is take care of yourself on different levels. Make sure that your life is straight, thorough, and be aware of your environment. Have your eyes out of there. Be aware of the interactions in the different circles of life that you have. Be professional. The areas that you usually frequent in your little life pattern that you set up. You know, the restaurants you go to, stores you go to, things like that. And take so much of the damn pressure off of yourself. Are you really, sometimes there's a lot of guys out here that's pursuing women for the clout of their homies. It's weird. It sounds like it's almost homoerotic, but it's really a pride thing. They want to be able to have the clout or the glory amongst their friends that they could pull pretty much any woman they want, anytime they want. They could have sex with pretty much any of the women, and they want to have valid stories to trade. They don't really want to lie to their homeboys about the things that they say that they're doing and not doing, but there's a certain type of ego fulfillment and approval, and also a proof of being in certain circles that they're doing all this activity with these different women. Everybody has their own value system. Every man has what I like to call their own scoreboard of the things that they feel proud and accomplished about that gratifies their ego. And depending on how it all plays out over time, you know, maybe it's a worthy feat. Maybe at the end of it all, they come to realize a lot of time was wasted on whatever they focused on. In many cases, that might have been women. But each man has still his path, his scoreboard that he chooses in the game that he decides to play. But I like playing for solid wins. I like playing for, you know, legacy, things like that. And I like hanging around guys that see it that way as well. So that's what I wanted to drop on you guys. She will let you know. And it's an absolutely beautiful thing, too, when not only does she let you know with her actions, but her actual speech confirms that, or you get a random expression. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? You're so cute to me. You're so handsome to me. And it's not really coming constantly with an attachment to some thing she wants to do for, she wants you to do for her, that's materially costly. It's just a general heartfelt appreciation. And I and many other guys still look towards those things and encourage other men who have other rather aggressive and assertive ways of life or achieving to let that, once you input some assertiveness, let that start to blossom and come to you from women that sincerely are inspired in some way by you to do it. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Real Talk with AH3. I will catch you guys next time. And until next time, peace.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.